Nielsen ranked number one. Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600.
So for anyone who was tuning in about 10 minutes ago, I was gloating about the fact that my dog has been really good and not barked on the air since I've worked at home. And apparently because my mother listens to the show on her Alexa, which you could do that too if you just enable the WICC on your Alexa app, just so you know, she's listening to it at home. And apparently... Did the dog start barking, Mom, because they could hear Trusty on the radio?
Exactly. It was like Trusty's bark is like, well, I mean, he lived with us for a while. Like, the dogs know him, and it's like he starts barking, and I'm trying to make the guys lunch, and all of a sudden, all my freaking dogs start, like, barking, and I'm like, why is everybody barking? And it's like, because it's Trusty.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he knows how to just stir trouble, even if he's not there. Just like a choir of dogs barking.
I love him. I love grand dogs.
Yeah, he loves you too. Well, hopefully he doesn't bark during this segment because this one is good. I mean, all of my mom's recipes are really good, but I embarrassingly ate, I think, 4 or 5 helpings of this on Tuesday when we had our NFL fantasy draft. My mom made her version of a shepherd's pie. We're calling it Sheckard's pie. It's so good.
Yes, because the whole key to this is the mashed potatoes. So I started with the mashed potatoes, making them regular. But anytime I make mashed potatoes, I actually end up souffleing them. So... you start off with making your mashed potatoes, put some extra butter in there, put some extra milk in there, kind of make them not too creamy, but, and then put them aside. And
hey, Mom.
And then, you know, you ground your
chocolate
with, yeah?
I'm going to stop you really quick just because, do you have it on in the radio on in the background?
Well, that's why I had to move.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So either I would move or you could just shut the Alexa off altogether just because I want to make sure people can hear this.
I moved into my room.
Okay, great. All right, continue on. I could hear the feedback and I was like, is she standing near the Alexa? All right, you're good. Keep going.
I lowered it enough, but I didn't.
No, she likes to, you know, get involved with everything. And it's like, listen, Alexa, you're very helpful and we like you, but please, this is my mom's turn. So, yes, continue, Mom. So you made the mashed potatoes, lots of butter, you said, lots of everything good.
Yeah, so you set that aside. And then what I ended up doing is I took the chopped meat and onion and pan fried that in some, you know, just a little spray on the bottom so everything doesn't stick. But then I added vegetables. I added French green beans, fresh. So I, you know, cut them, then cut them in half. And then I threw in some cauliflower. And you can throw in anything. To get the kids to eat more vegetables, I threw in more. So you can use broccoli, you can use whatever you want, carrots, anything.
And, is the cauliflower, is that cooked beforehand? Like, was that already steamed, or that's also...
What I ended up doing was getting the fresh vegetables, and I mean, you can use frozen and just thaw them and then put them in, but I cooked them and then put a cover on and kind of just steamed them on low with the meat and onion.
Okay.
And then kind of mixed it all together when they got like kind of like al dente, because what happens is you're then baking this, so they become pretty cooked in.
Gotcha.
So I cooked the vegetables fresh in with the chopped meat and the onion, and then I add, you know, you can either add tomato soup if you have leftover plain spaghetti sauce, you could add that, but you want to add you know, some kind of red sauce. And then...
how much, Mom?
I would say, what is in a cup? A cup and a half?
Okay,
about a
that
cup and
good.
A half of either, you know, if you want to buy the sauce plain, if you want to buy the tomato soup, if you want to buy, use your own gravy, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
And then I put that in a casserole dish, and this is where the potatoes come in. So then you put the potatoes on top. You see me putting the potatoes on top?
I'm watching you. You're doing such a good job.
I know. right? And then you kind of make it nice and even, because I like everything even. It's kind of that type A personality. And then I take a pad, about five, like, quarter-inch pads of butter, maybe a little more, and I put, like, those on each corner and one in the middle, and then I bake it so the potatoes rise. Now, I know unlike other pies, they'll add cheese. I don't, you can sprinkle the cheese on top. I don't sprinkle the cheese on top because the golden souffle potatoes on top just make this dish, like, to die for. I think Daddy went in the oven and wouldn't even put it out. Then I put it out.
What did he say? So my mom makes, which she's right. You didn't need cheese. I didn't feel, and I'm a huge cheese lover. It was so creamy. You didn't need it. But Dad opened the oven, and we're getting ready to all sit down for family dinner. And he opens it, and he spoon feed, like he picks up a huge helping and puts it on his plate. And I go, Dad, what are you doing? Like, we're supposed to put that on the table. And he says, oh, no, it's too hot for everyone. I'm just trying to make sure it cools down in time. So I opened it up a little bit. He, like, took enough for his plate, but, like, to let it air out. And he just walked back to the table. And we're all like, Dad, why? I mean, great excuse, but we want it.
I was laughing. It's such a dad thing. Yep. So I was like, oh, he's afraid he's going to lose out. He's so cute. But anyway, yes. I did put it out, and the thing went. I mean, even the next day, I think you came over to pick up Chase, and you were like, have any of that left? And I'm like, no, gone. Yeah. I'm going to make it again this weekend because it just went so fast. It's so good.
No, it was really, really good. Yeah. Mom, the only thing I missed in there was you baked it in the oven. How long and at what temperature?
So I'm no good at this. I'll say put it at 350 to start and put it in there until you see the top get golden brown. Sometimes towards the end, I may just broil it for like 2 seconds just to... because it's already hot, I put in for like a half an hour and then just top brown it for a second just to get that golden brown. I mean, it was good.
It was amazing.
And it was good for kids again. I try to get that, you know, with the parents and the pandemic and, you know, easy, you know, meals that have, you know, good nutrition, good protein, all that stuff in, because I think, what would I do if I was in this pandemic and you were all under 11?
Right. Oh, sure. And what's nice is, like you said, you hid vegetables in there. I don't think Dad realized that there. So my dad is the pickiest eater of all of us. My poor father. He didn't even realize there was cauliflower in there, and he likes green beans. But it wasn't until I think Amy Jo or I were like, oh my gosh, is there cauliflower in here? That he then just started picking the potatoes. But if you tell everyone ahead of time, don't point out the vegetables, you literally would have thought it was just meat and potatoes. It was so good.
And the sauce, the tomato soup, either one, you know, it's so dark that you really can't see in there.
Yeah, it was really, really good. This was, I think, one of your best recipes that you just came up with. It was so good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mom.
For my family. I love Shabbat Tuesdays, even though it's Tuesday every other week and we don't follow the rules. Well, we try to.
I know. Yeah, now we've changed it to Tuesdays, just so everyone knows. We've now moved Shabbat to Tuesday. It's just an ever-changing life in the Sheck house. Well, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, baby. I love you all.